Say Brainhole Fest Rocks Fort Worth.
I can't say that.
Why?
Because.
Brainhole Fest
Rocks
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how?
I'll show you.
Thanks. We're chilling, Moon Dev. This is a song by Johnny Palmer.
Swap that stupid smile off your face. Cause we are dust, we are stone, we are cursed as well in flesh and bone. All alone in a room with a girl that you never knew. She's got, she's good, she's wishing that she could.
Calling all you humans, calling all you.
here we are. Let's not talk about other stuff. Day three, a Brain Hole Fest.
Woo! Woo! I got a hole in my brain.
I think I can sit this down.
Yeah, there we
go. Yeah. Probably all right, right?
Yeah.
All right, take it. 3, 2, 1. Okay, here we are, day three of Brain Hole Fest.
Woohoo!
Zach has a hole in his brain.
Ouch!
I think Denver said Brain Hole Fest is better than Booty Hole Fest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the other one's stinky.
That chair's too heavy and I'm tired.
Wrought iron.
We got Joe standing in the sun while me and Zach hog the shade.
Yeah, right? Shade hogs.
So, I didn't get to make it Friday. You made it Friday, right, Joe?
I did, yeah. It was really good. It was fun.
I wanted to see Better Now. That was the one band I wanted to see on Friday. I think it was another one, but I can't remember now who all played.
Did Better Now go up to St. Louis?
They seemed like the very next day.
They did. They went on tour like right after this.
That's crazy. Did they drive up there or fly?
They drove.
I'm sure they drove.
Oh. Yeah, Missouri's not... I always think of Missouri as in the Northwest Territories. No.
Isn't it kind of straight up and to the right?
Just go north and hook a right.
Yeah. I don't think it's to the left.
It's not. No. It's very, very much to the right.
I had a really good time last night. I didn't get to see all the bands, but I saw... I got here for Chillamundo. They were incredible. You know, just watching Denver do his thing, it's always fun. And then it was a... Cleachy Burnout, which is always just good Texas rock. I mean, they're
dad,
weird.
Dad rock.
Well, kind of, but then they also got like a little bit of punk to them, too. Some of their songs kind of sound punky.
Yeah, they're good friends of ours. They're awesome.
Yeah, and they put on a really good show, yeah. Then I saw the Confounded.
No, he's the general manager.
Oh, okay.
Brian Ferrella owns Lola's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, the bass player?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's playing like a 5 or 6 string bass.
He plays a 5-string.
Yeah, he was tearing it up, though. Man. Yeah. No, they're good. I mean, they're talented musicians. But then the Confounded. They put on a killer show.
Yeah, they played really well.
And then you were here for them.
Mm-hmm. I was here for everything. I don't think I missed anything except for...
Did you say Chillamundo?
Oh, no, because we were recording, so I got here late for Chillamundo. But the only other band I think I missed is Teenage Sex, because I was just eating dinner.
And they were good. I just saw them play. They were good. I'm going to go interview those guys.
Who told the story that they went to like the high school with one of those shirts on? Was it Robbie Rux?
I don't know.
He went into the school with the Teenage Sex t-shirt on, and then he got embarrassed about it.
No, I remember him telling a story, but I don't think that was it. I think you're making up a different story.
But he does have two things.
He does have an embarrassing Teenage Sex story.
don't we all though?
Oh gosh.
I don't. I was 20 and I lost my virginity. So I never had teenage sex.
I was never a teenager.
No, you were just born at 20?
I skipped straight away from
12 to 20.
So then today, I did get early enough to see Professor Fuzz. I wanted to. And then...
they played really well.
Who played after them?
Satellite Dream.
Yeah, I haven't seen them before either.
They're good. They're buddies of ours, too. Everybody's buddies of ours.
Is that a reference to... Nope.
Then it was the Phibs. And the Phibs are great. Dude, I love the Phibs so much. I forgot how much I love the Phibs when I saw them.
Jim Valley was running their light show, which was a VCR and a projector playing like a VHS tape.
It was awesome. It was going on in the background, and they're kind of... Their silhouettes up against it. Everybody was taking photos. So hopefully there's some really good photos of it.
Amy Tate got some good pictures.
But going back to last night, so... So I have the AM play, obviously. Yeah. You guys had the poodle guy doing balloon animals on stage.
Yeah, we had balloon animals.
That was a little random. Was that your idea?
Yeah, that was my idea. I just wanted to break the norm. I don't want to just play like a show. I want it to be...
But you want it to be a show.
I want it to be a show.
It's theatrical. It's always theatrical with you guys.
I think about, like, things that, like, I want to see or I've never seen.
So did you read the, or quote the William Blake poem?
I did.
That's what I thought that was from.
I said...
Where the name came from, the actual poem it came from.
Infant Joy.
I'm 2 days old, or...
Yeah. He wrote that... there's a sequel to that poem called Infant Sorrow, and it's actually I don't think he could have children, and so he kind of wrote that as if he could, as a like he just wished that he could have children. And Rebecca, she's the one that came up with the name. And
can I put the Blondie song on the podcast?
Oh yeah.
Or is that something that you have to say for only special shows and not want it out there for public?
No,
anybody can get it anytime.
No, you can put it up.
We actually I want to hear
it. That was good. That was really good. I'm hoping the recording sounds good. You know.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
That was cool. In the Eagles of Death Metal song. Which song was it?
I Only Want You.
I Only Want You. Yeah, I didn't know it, but I think I've heard this song before, but I didn't recognize who it was.
Could you hear my vocals, the falsetto in that song?
I don't remember.
I couldn't hear him on stage.
Neither could I. I was doing it, but I couldn't tell if it was coming through or not.
No, I thought you guys did really good. That might have been one of y'all's best shows.
Ah, thank
you.
It
was high energy, and everybody was on. People enjoy seeing a band have fun.
Yeah.
Or they don't want to see a struggle. They don't want to see you angry. Well, maybe sometimes they want to see you angry. But they really want to see you having fun with your anger if you are angry. You know, they want you to be having fun, really, you know, doing it. And it's like you are having fun.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that's Joe. Joe, I mean,
well, Joe's
it's kind
of... guy I know.
I'm smirking.
It's an audio format.
Right. But, yeah, it was really interesting to see Rebecca come out from behind the microphone stand.
Yeah.
I just really enjoyed it, you know. Yeah, I don't know why. I took a little bit of pride in that. Like,
you know,
I'm almost like,
really
that's
hard.
My girl. You know, it was cool. It's just I was really proud of you guys last night. Yeah, and then Henry Archer played, and they did. They always do good, man.
Oh yeah, yes. Like they've got like a way that they do it that just makes them sound professional, and it's just rad.
And again, Richard seemed like he was in a good mood. Everybody seemed like they were in a good mood. It seemed like they were having fun as well.
Yeah,
you know, having a really it's fun to see your favorite bands up there having fun in the crowd, having fun.
And I like the atmosphere. I think just because like everybody was there, it was just it didn't seem like it was like just a show. It was like we're just partying. We're all partying. Everybody took their turns to get up on stage. And
yeah, kind of showing their skills. Yeah, yeah. This is what I do. Yeah, awesome, man. That's cool. This is what I do. Oh, you rock. This is what I do. Awesome. You know,
a lot of work went into behind the scenes, but it made for like a really excellent night. That just like everybody had fun. Everybody was laughing and joking and dancing and rocking and rolling and dancing and joking and laughing.
Now, Sammy did a hell of a thing. I'm surprised there's not more people, but maybe a Mayfest going on.
There's a lot going on around town. That's the problem.
I really think there should be a bigger crowd here, though. There's a decent crowd.
I'm hoping more people start filing in.
Today's all the Dreamy Life bands. Dreamy Life used to bring their own little crowd with them wherever they go.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping.
You know, yeah, so.
No?
It's pretty cool. We get ready to see the Woes next.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. Still your idea.
So. All right, anything else we need to say?
Rebecca's here now.
I am here. Very tired.
I hear Aaron.
Yeah, I was just bragging on you how much work you put into Blondie and the I Only Want You.
Yeah, I listen to it several times a day.
Yeah, I was telling Joe, man, your guitar looks good, red. With the red plates or whatever.
Red's always been one of my favorite colors.
And red and black always is good together.
It does.
Have silver on there as well. It's sharp.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, that looks good. And do you help Sammy do his? So you,
I kind of coached him.
So you think
he did it?
So, but the process is to take everything apart, the knobs out, all the.
Oh yeah, you have to take it completely down to just.
It's just wood.
Yeah.
And then you got to sand it.
Yeah. So with his, we sanded off the clear coat and then left the white on there as a primer to save money because we only had one can of the paint. And then Sammy painted it and clear coated it.
And you put it all back together.
And I sanded it and put it all back together.
You know where I mean? When you first started, I'm sure you don't worry now, but when you first started, you don't worry about the sound, like wire shorting out, or because I don't know. I mean, do you have to like unhook things and like resolder them back together and stuff? Or
It depends on the guitar, but for most Fenders, they just like the pick guard just comes out, and there's like a ground screw that you maybe have to take out, or like when you take the bridge off, there's usually a ground wire that runs under the bridge. But yeah, no, that's it. You don't usually have to take things too far apart.
All right.
Depends. Some things are different. Like Les Pauls are a little different.
And it doesn't affect the sound. As far as like, not if you have an acoustic guitar and you just sanded it down and implanted it, that would affect how it sounds, wouldn't it? Because it's hollow. And
I mean, to an extent, sure. I mean, the same as it affects an electric guitar, too, because you get some resonance from the body. But, like, I challenge you to hear the difference.
I wouldn't be able to hear the difference, for sure. I'm not that guy. There may be somebody out there, but it's not me. Oh, man. No, this has been fun.
It has been.
Yeah, man. I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, man.
I can only agree.
30 bands in 3 days. It's a...
Are there plans for next year?
Not officially, but I think Sammy wants to try to do it again.
Yeah.
Man, I often think about this, you know, we should have a Fuck You Town podcast fest. Just one day. Have like 10 bands, you know, at a park, outside, you know, summertime, whatever. Snow cone machine, all kinds of stuff. It's like, man...
There's a stage.
I have tons of good ideas, but I just don't have the drive or whatever it is to follow through, or the time, maybe. That's what I'll say. I don't have the time. I don't have the drive either.
There's a stage so right next to
I'm impressed
to
they did this. 3 days, man. You know, lots of bands, lots of contacts. Yeah. I mean, scheduling it, lining it up, doing the lineup, figuring out who goes when, where. You know,
a lot of work Sammy put into the backside of
And the bands here are pretty cool, but you always run the risk of the egos being involved.
Yeah.
I don't want to play on that day or at that time or whatever.
There was some of that, but...
it's bound to happen.
But not really, I mean...
Now, this scene's pretty cool as far as people are just like, I just want to play, you know, whenever, whatever.
Yeah,
exactly. Just put me in, coach, you know.
Yeah.
And so... But it's cool, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Well...
Yeah, I do want to interview the Teenage Sex Boys.
Yeah, let's get them.
I like the band. They're funny. All right.
Let's go get them.
Okay.
I'll get
Hey, it's Zach with the Funky Town Podcast coming at you with Jerry, Sammy's younger brother. How you doing, Jerry?
Good, how are you?
So, Jerry Kidd, your brother is the lead singer and guitar player for Mean Motor Scooter. Do you like his music?
Yeah, I fucking love it.
Like, what? How would you describe it?
It's definitely like a garage surf rock. It's something that, honestly, before he started playing it, I really hadn't heard that type of genre. I was kind of stuck in my own, so it definitely kind of broadened my horizon. I really like it.
Right on. What kind of music do you usually listen to?
Man, all over indie. A lot of acoustic stuff. I mean, a lot of Elliott Smith and things like that. So I'm kind
of, hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man, Elliott Smith is rad. I feel like he was one of the last great grunge artists.
Yeah, he's definitely a really good artist. Died too soon, like a lot of them.
So, okay, your older brother, he put on a 3-day festival, got 30 bands to play. What do you think about, like, the kind of, like, music and musicians that have been just naturally attracted to Sammy Kidd and Mean Motor Scooter? Obviously, like, he knows most of these bands, and, like, these are, like, his friends and his social group. What are you thinking about, like, the music and the kind of the style of the music?
Oh, I mean, I think it's really awesome. A lot of local bands that are getting together and, I mean, doing this festival, it's really cool. It kind of came out of nowhere. I came over to Sam's apartment one day, and he was just like, oh, I'm going to put on a festival. And, like, I was like, I don't know, I was kind of stumped at the time because he had said nothing about it beforehand, and then it just kind of all came together, and then here it is. It's badass.
Do y'all hang out often?
Yeah, I see him definitely at least twice a week. I come over to his apartment for a while.
What do y'all do when you're just hanging out at the apartment or whatever?
Oh, man, we just chill out. It's my reprieve from work, so we just hang out, watch movies or something, maybe disc golf every now and then, but yeah.
What do you do?
I manage a valet company.
A valet company. That's rad. That's do you want to plug it?
VIP valet.
Cool. So if all our listeners out there, if you want your car parked by professionals, go to VIP valet. They'll make you feel like a very important person.
Yes, they will.
All right, man. Dude, Jerry, it was cool talking to you.
All right, I'm here, Zach Zanatich, hanging out with the guys from Woes. This is Funky Town Podcast. Listen to us every day, all day. You don't have a choice. This is, I'm here with Eli and Renee from the band Woes with 2 V's. So how did y'all come across that name?
The process of getting a band name was a long one for us, and finally we just came down to, like, you know, we do kind of like the sad guy thing, so it's your woes, your troubles. We wanted to make it a little bit different, so we decided with 2 V's for the W.
Right on. That is actually neat. It's kind of, at first you're like, what's that? It's almost like an optical illusion one.
We were toying with a bunch of different names, and the one that we really liked, we couldn't convince, like, significant others or other band members to hop on board, but it was going to be...
What was that?
Sad Boys.
Sad Boys?
The Sad Boys. Wasn't it? Soft Boys?
Soft Boys.
Oh, no. Soft Boys.
Yeah,
that's right.
Soft Boys.
It soft
doesn't
boys.
Matter now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But then, like, we found there was another band in, like, the 70s that was Soft Boys, and then, like, people just weren't feeling it. So we kind of, like you said, we kind of went with, like, the 2 V's for, like, an homage to, or homage to Always and Waves.
Right on.
Because we both really like them and that whole vibe. And that was the main thing for Ill Smith, was, like, to try to be in a band that was similar, like, garagey, but also poppy. And
yeah.
So it was, like, kind of like a tribute to them and also a mini tribute to Drake, which is sort of like the little thread that ties us together also, is like our love of trap and hip-hop and just pop music in general. So it was like really big last summer, that song Know Yourself.
Yeah.
And so it was like a little play on, just, you know, it's kind of like that Father John Misty pure comedy thing, you know what I mean? It's like, it's all kind of a joke.
How do y'all do that when you're describing
Throw up two peace signs.
Two V's.
Sorry. We got Robbie Rux on the mix.
You were on an interview. What's up?
No, it's all right.
Sorry. The Woes guys do that.
We originally called the Old Smiths.
Right on. I actually heard of y'all when you were the Old Smiths.
Right. So we had to change the name from that because, like, with the Smiths being another major influence for us, we also kept getting hit up.
We got show offers from people who had obviously never even heard us that just thought we were a Smiths cover band.
This one guy in particular in Oklahoma is pretty persistent. He thought we were like these Italian guys that just loved the Smiths. And so it was like, he would constantly call me because our phone number's on our website and stuff. And he would just call me and he'd be like, please come to Oklahoma. He's like super into it.
Why'd y'all do that? Like, these are the underground songs that they never released.
I was like, we should just demand some exorbitant amount of money and just learn a bunch of Smith songs and just do it one time.
That's a great get rich quick scheme.
A very niche get rich.
But hey, learning new songs is always fun. You learn, you challenge yourself, you grow as a musician.
Yeah, we've been working a lot lately. We got a lineup kind of solidified now with Riley and Alex playing drums and bass.
Oh yeah, they're great.
They're great. So we got some new songs in the works and hopefully a new release this year. We got we recorded All the Time for the group therapy compilation that's coming out.
Cool.
So shout out to Dreamy Life in Cloudland for that. Thanks for having us on.
Oh yeah, they're the coolest. All right, well, thank you guys.
No problem.
It's cool hanging out. It's cool seeing you play.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Rock and roll is livelihood. This has been Zach. This has been Zach interviewing Woes. Check us out. Whatever. Hey, it's Zach Zanatich with the Funkytown Podcast. I'm hanging out with Gus of Sea Lion and Acid Carousel. How you doing, Gus?
I'm just dandy right now. Thank you for having me right now.
Awesome. So let me just get this out of the way because I'm curious. Your entire Acid Carousel band is underage?
No? Actually. Oh. No, some of us have grown up now.
Oh, gee whiz.
So
never grow up.
I think as of recently, we now have 3 members who are 21. Or 4. No, 3.
Maybe. How many members do you have? Can you keep
track? It's different every night. Last night, I think it was kind of a weird show where we were trying to, they didn't use any guest list, so we were trying to tell them we had like 14 members.
Oh man.
They only like, they like cut us off at 9. But I don't know, these days we're, I think our steady lineup is like 7 or 8 a show.
Right on.
Usually.
Well, that's pretty cool. So what do you do with Sea Lion?
I play drums with Sea Lion. I've been doing that since like beginning of December last year.
Right on.
Stopped playing drums with Moonwaves around January, so I was doing a little both for a while.
Oh, I think I saw you play drums with Moonwaves.
Yeah, no, John from Acid Carousel, the other dude who he and I are like, we have the band, and he and I are like the ones who write the songs, and we get other people to do as well.
Right on.
But we used to be in Moonwaves, and then that band was just kind of like, had done its course, so we eventually started this project, and then we were getting more into writing these songs, and then eventually I got the Sea Lion gig, so I just kind of went with that.
Right on. That's cool. So I heard you got a new record coming out.
Oh, no. It just came out, actually.
Oh, it just came out.
2 weeks ago on 420, we put out a double record on Dreamy Life called Higher Than the Beatles.
Right on. Yeah, I think I heard about that.
Right now, it's cool. It's like 18 tracks or something, like 58 minutes. So if you got some time and you want to listen to it, it's just songs we kind of recorded over the fall.
Cool.
Winter.
Who'd you record with?
We did all ourselves. Me and John, the other songwriter, we pretty much recorded all in our rooms on very like different digital recorders on like 4 tracks. And,
right on.
And I have my own little setup in my room. So it was just kind of a combination of him and I recording individually, and then on some songs we kind of collectively came together. And then the title track of the album was actually recorded in our bassist, Skinny Salazar, who his band is Magic Taylor.
Okay.
He's got his own group, and then they're fucking great. John plays guitar with them, but he recorded a single we did in his room too, so that we just kind of recorded in various bedrooms
right on.
Now I haven't really gotten in a real studio yet.
Right on. Well, good luck, man. Okay, that's just good talking to you.
Oh yeah, thank you so much for having
me. Have a good day, dude.
Oh, you too, man.
Thank you very much to Sammy for us this and come play this. Thank you to Lois. Thank you to whoever for that.
I want to thank Savannah for letting me use thank you.
Yeah,
for...
big thanks to Loafers, War Party, Dog Dwellers, Picnic Viking, Teenage Sex.
Dream come true.
Everybody
plays
tonight.
Like, we'll never use
this. It's a good fucking lineup.
Okay, here we are with some of the members of Sea Lions. Gonna walk this way.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, we're all walking over here.
I was like, oh, hi.
All right.
That way we don't have war party noise bleeding in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Too loud. Turn down.
Yeah.
Turn down. Horseless carriages and pasteurized milk.
So I don't know y'all's names. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Radio left to right.
Sure, I'm Hunter. I play guitar and sing in Sea Lion.
I'm Cole. I play guitar and try to sing poorly in Sea Lion.
I try to sing well. My name is Sam, and I also play bass.
Nice.
Awesome.
Did you guys had a great set.
Thank you so much.
Did you break a guitar string?
Yeah.
So is that like your thing? Because you did that a couple weeks ago at the Dreamy Life show, too.
I
break guitar strings all the time.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's probably like my playing style, but I break guitar strings like they're going out of style. It's fucking terrible. Yeah.
Now, would y'all play hard and fast? Would y'all still slow it down and kind of groove it? Do y'all have any influences? Because I've heard y'all probably about it maybe half a dozen times. And see, I always get like a Nirvana feel to it, but it's not... it doesn't sound like Nirvana, but it has that essence. At least whenever I was in my 20s and I heard them for the first time, I was like, holy shit, I've never heard anything like this before. There was something angsty about it or whatever that was different than every other band on the radio. And I get that same feeling when I hear you guys. It's different than Nirvana. But
We're all huge fans of Nirvana. We're all really big Pixies fans.
Yeah, see, that's
that's where a lot of it comes from, is like the quiet, quiet, loud. Is we just want to be the Pixies.
Yeah, okay, it's all of us grew up playing, you know, learning guitar, playing Nirvana and Pixies and you know, that kind of stuff, and like the Descendants. And
yeah.
So that's kind of where all that, like, confluence comes from, is, you know, just loud and aggressive, and then, you know, try to round it out with
soft,
with the Pixies, like, you know, loud, quiet, loud mentality.
Our buddy from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre, Dustin, he says that you guys are DFW's version of the Pixies. That's how he...
That's awesome.
He's like,
Sea
Lion.
I listen to that podcast.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no, because I think he said that on the last show. I was like, huh. I was like, okay. And I thought, oh, it's because they have a girl bass player who sings. That's why. Because wasn't Kim Deal in the Pixies? Isn't that where she came from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim Deal was in the Pixies. Now they have Paz, who's from A Perfect Circle. All that.
Oh, right on.
Okay. Cool. Right on. No, I think the first time I heard about you guys was a few years ago. I went to a chat room show, and it was you guys in War Party. And it was like this amazing just chat room show. It was just one of those kind of shows. I'm like, wow, it was just this really great high-energy show. And then you guys played, and they played. And I think there was like a write-up about it a few weeks later in the weekly or whatever. But I always see you guys together. You're kind of like a brother-sister band.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They were the first... Not the first band, but when we first started, they were the band that we like kind of latched onto. Mm-hmm. And we've done a few tours with them and just generally became really good friends with them. And they're probably one of my favorite bands, and not just local, just all-time favorite bands. I absolutely love War Party and everything they do.
And you guys are a Dallas band, but you play a lot here. You'll play a lot here.
We try to. Yeah, we try to like go between the three cities of Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Denton a lot, but... yeah, Dallas is home. We all live in East Dallas and love Dallas, but love Fort Worth too. Love Denton just as much. It's all cities are great.
Yeah. Now, I want to get y'all on, but like at first I'm like, well, we're only having a Fort Worth band's on, and technically they're from Dallas, so we can't have Sea Lion on. Then I'm like, Dad, they're always in Fort Worth, and they're like best friends of War Party. They can come on the show, you know?
Yeah.
And these days we're trying to open it up more anyway.
Well, Sam grew up in the mid-cities, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Kind of pushed got there.
Where'd you graduate?
I graduated at Trinity.
Yes, I graduated from Bell.
Yeah, Yule's Trinity.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I'm really good friends with Ansley from Panic Volcanic because we were in a band previously.
Yeah, because she graduated from Trinity, too.
Yep, absolutely. We're like, we were besties in high
school. So y'all were in a band together? Like you played bass and she played, or she sang?
Oh, no.
Or?
So she sang and I played acoustic guitar. So we were this lady folk duo kind of thing. And then we branched out into our own band. So she was in Fort Worth. And then I moved out to Dallas because my sister lived there. Mm-hmm. And then the boys reached out to me. And so I wanted to live closer to them. But we still keep close ties. Like, her soul. I don't want to say anything. Soul stuff's really, really good.
Yeah, see, I haven't heard about it yet. Have you heard her radio show?
I haven't yet.
It's good.
I really want to, though.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I think it plays tomorrow at noon, Monday at noon. And then again, Friday at 7.
Monday at 1.
Or, I'll be
yeah, Monday at 1. 1 o'clock now. Oh, okay. And then Friday at 7, I think it is.
I will be listening.
No, she's cool. And do you play in Santa Stan too, right? Because I saw you play.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We're working on some stuff with him. So
you guys have a new EP, right?
It's coming out soon. We're currently working on some live recordings right now. So it's in the works.
The keyboard, bass, and guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I played clarinet in high school, but yeah, that's about it.
So you don't ever do like any clarinet Sea Lion stuff?
They want me to play clarinet. I'm like,
no. I want some clarinet.
That'd be kind of cool. That would be kind of cool.
How would that fit?
Just like a little bridge breakdown. Just like you're just pumping it, like you're just jamming, and then you just kind of left turn and just like, a little.
I'm so rusty.
Just trying to get weird.
Four bars and then back into it. Bam, 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 bam. You know, then
you put it down. Yeah, they just want me to get weird. That's all.
Let's get weird.
Did you guys enjoy Brain Hill Fest?
Absolutely.
Again, loafers were insanely good. They're always fucking awesome.
Dome Dwellers or Rex Lions?
Yeah, Dome Dwellers. Shit, they're good.
And you guys ended, so like your last song, I guess it's an older song, but it's a song that everybody knows, so you had all your friends up on stage with you singing along.
Yeah, it was, we went into practice recently and it was just kind of like, we should play this again. And it was really fun. It was good to kind of retouch one of those older songs, but then have everybody who knew it come and sing with us. So.
Yeah, it was like this big craziness up on stage. Yeah. Huh? It was cool, man. It was just really cool.
We felt like the polyphonic spree had a bunch of members.
Yeah. Now, I was telling him earlier, I was like, you want to see a band have fun whenever they're up on stage.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, even
yeah.
if they're angry or whatever it is, as long as they're having fun being angry, then it's cool, you know? It's like, you guys have a blast up there.
Well, that's
know?
The whole point, because there's a 99.999% chance that you will never make money off your music and never make money off your art. So if you're not having fun and you're not doing what you love and you're not hanging out with your friends having a good time, then what's the fucking point
what's
of it?
Point? Yeah.
It's like... we write our songs for ourselves, you know what I mean? Like, we're most proud when we're excited about a song, but if anybody else is enjoying it, you're not enjoying yourself on stage, and there's no point to it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'd agree.
There's a whole different aspect of going into the studio and trying to write this album and write these songs and really flesh them out and make them the best you can, and there's a different aspect to it that is the performance art and the right. playing live, and how do you cater to the audience, and how do you get everybody involved and have kids dancing and remember the show, or, you know, go home and just be like, fuck, like, that was great, like, I like that in that one moment. And there's this really pure and beautiful thing about live performing music, that there's this immediate response, this immediate connection with your audience, to where you're just in sync or become yeah. like yeah. one, to where the lines sort of blur and that fourth wall becomes non-existent, where just you're feeding off their energy as much as they're feeding off yours, and that just yeah. that's it's the best feeling in the entire world. Yeah, there's
if
like
if it's cathartic for you and for everyone you're yeah. playing with and everyone that you're playing for,
and that's in
all
concert,
at the same
dude,
time
all in concert.
That's the point.
I mean, it's better than an orgasm, and like, I'm sweatier afterwards.
I'm still tired and need to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Yeah, it's completely the same.
No, that's cool. And I think that's like what the heart of like what DIY is,
yeah.
you know, is that actually getting that actual just human element, that just realness, the authenticity or whatever. Because I think that's all anybody wants. Somebody wants to see you get up there and act like you're something. They want to see you be what you are.
Yeah, you know? For sure. And I think people are really good at looking through the bullshit of, like, if you're faking it or if you're actually loving what you do.
Yeah, they can
And I think
tell.
If you truly love what you do and you try to put out the best songs and do the best by yourself, then other people can grasp onto that and realize that you're trying your hardest and doing the best that you can at it. And if they respond, then that's fucking great. And if they don't, then that's fucking great too. You just don't want anybody being different. Like, I could take it or leave it. Like,
yeah.
I want people to either love us or fucking hate us.
Yeah. But you guys are really cool, man. I really like it.
Thank appreciate you
it.
Very much.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks
absolutely.
So now we go good.
The Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Right on, you guys.
Wednesdays at 9, CBS.
Yes.
Zach's here. The man.
I am here. We're here with the man, Kevin.
Kevin. He's 47.
47.
And stinky.
Sorry.
No, I'm laughing on the way home. I was laughing. Okay, good, good, good.
So apparently I Happy Am was bullying Henry the Archer last night. Is that what was going on?
Just one member of Henry the Archer.
What happened? Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, this is just one member. They're
yeah,
one member.
No, I was the only one left, so they picked on me. Richard would have been the target normally. Is, you know.
No, we were actually being real sweet to them. Because, like, we kissed Richard and Brittany as they were leaving.
Oh.
We were being, like, super nice to them, and then you came along.
I know. It's okay. I'm used to it.
I guess it's like you're so freaking awesome. We got to knock you down
yeah,
a peg.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking. I was watching a drum, and you make it look really easy.
Oh.
And, like, I think about, like, I sit down on a drum kit, like, every once in a blue moon, and I'm like, God damn, I'm not like Kevin.
I gotta tell you, man, this might be dumb, but I'm so glad you have a cowbell.
Thank you. I know, right?
I mean, you play it, it's like, you play it the perfect
It's hard to find the cowbell way. Into a rock song where it's not cheesy. You
know? No, it sounds great, dude.
Most of them is like in the 80s glam rock, you'd hear a cowbell.
Yeah.
You're all like, well.
I can't even listen to the album version of Blind now because I missed the breakdown with the cowbell.
No.
And I'm like, God, it's not there no more. I'm like,
hey, not a spoiler, but there's something on the new album that kind of, anyways.
Yeah.
That one drum beat that you do with the cowbell, like the I can't remember the song.
It's probably Blind.
Wi-Fi pads. It's just a don't. It's got a four
and
on the floor.
A lot
yeah,
of
yeah.
Cowbell in it. I like
that's probably one of my favorite
That sounded really cool the way you
Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're trying to kind of make it upbeat, kind of dancey.
And then you went kind of crazy with it, and you did like this roll on it.
During the breakdown, yeah, I'd mess around with it.
Dude, that was
I never play, like the fills and stuff I play, it's usually never the same. Like, it, just in the moment on place or whatever.
I don't know. I've been digging the cowbell over the past 6 months or year, whatever. However long you've been playing it. You know.
I'm looking. It's going to be interesting to see what our next sound's going to kind of sound like, you know, because we've already written stuff. It didn't sound like any new stuff, you know. I like the vibra slap, though, the best. The thing
Dude, that.
I can do that again.
That sound is great.
Yeah. So do you get, like, a new toy, and that help you, like, write in the new songs? Like,
kind of. Well, there's a lot of space in a three-piece, you know, so sometimes you got to figure out interesting ways to fill up where it doesn't sound like or seem like you're overplaying.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, it's like the easiest to tease, the most amazing.
Oh.
What? It's that we're trying to get it. Yeah.
We are the amazing people to tease.
We are dumb.
Sorry.
I was trying to be clever and it didn't work.
Y'all had some good ones last night. I can't remember them though.
Yeah,
Oh, my name is Kevin. I'm really smelly. Look at this big old fat old
belly. Yeah, that's it.
That looks like a dad.
That one I cried out a bit. No, yeah.
Look like a dad.
I do tonight. I got Home Depot shorts on. Khaki shorts and like flip flops.
Oh, what else? Yeah. My name is Kevin, and I'm really freaking rad. But look at me, I look like a dad.
Yeah, yeah. That was it.
That's perfect.
You should make a whole Kevin album.
Zach,
make a song.
Danger Explosions, Explosive Mixtapes.
Yeah.
Well, remember when Soundgarden came out? I forgot what album it is. There's a song called Full on Kevin's Mom. You know, I was like 18, and when it came out, so like that's all I heard. All my band friends are all like, hold on, okay, it's a good song. It's from that double disc album of theirs. I don't know.
So I have a
child of the 90s.
Did you have anything to do with the hot sauce?
No. Richard, he finally broke down and told me. He kept it a secret from everybody. He said, man, I got to tell someone. And he finally told me. So that was all Richard.
But you, so Richard.
It's good. The lime one is really, really good.
I think it's the lime. I got the habanero. I like habanero, though. I really like habanero.
It's good. I tend to like the other one a little bit better.
But did he get somebody to make hot sauce for him? This isn't his recipe, right?
No, what we did is...
You find somebody that makes hot sauce.
Yeah, right, but it was all his idea for the ingredients and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
So he sends them like what he wants and they make it?
Yeah, basically if you had an idea and you outsourced it to get manufactured. You know, like if you were an inventor or something. Huh. Say you did a prototype and you're like, hey, I need to get this manufactured. You would get someone, same kind of type of deal.
Yeah, so if I wanted to make my own salsa, then I could call somebody and say, hey, put this, make salsa.
Man,
like
it's crazy what you can do now. Like,
I'm going to use it and then like probably fill it up with like sand or something to keep the bottle.
No, yeah. They're cool.
Because it's
a lot of the Geissnode stuff I do is cool, some of it's outsourced to China, like the bags I have, whatever. I designed them. I tried to get them done here, but man, they were wanting like $4 or $5 with the bag, and then I found a source from China and it was like 70 cents a bag. It's like, couldn't, you know, I just couldn't keep it here in the States.
Right.
That's like, it's like 700% more, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, which kind of sucks. But anyways. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off.
So did you enjoy Brain Hill Fest yesterday?
Yeah, it was great, man. I wish I would have got here earlier, but we recorded today at Eagle. Yeah. I barely made it.
For the weekly?
Yeah, I got it.
Really?
It was good. No, I literally got up at 2:40.
I'm so excited about this compilation.
I had like 4 missed calls, all these texts. Kevin, you're supposed to be here at 2:20, and I'm all like, shit, so I literally jumped out of bed and like got in the car. And it's luckily it's not that far from my house.
Yeah.
So I got there like at 2:59. But I like that studio a lot.
Yeah, Eagle
Audio. Yeah, it's amazing. It's kind of like a maze, but it's like...
Yeah, I got lost all 3 times I went out of the studio. Now that
So is y'all's song going to be like a non-album song too? It's like the only thing you can
like
find...
Like a new song?
It's not a new song, but it's not on the album.
Okay.
But it is one of... It's
unrecorded.
I don't know if I can say it or not.
Okay,
so
yeah,
like,
no, but I just wanted...
Because I don't want Richard to get all...
No. I think their deal is like everybody... Like all the songs on there aren't on anything else.
That's exactly okay. Yes, we've met that criteria.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah,
they're doing the same thing. They have a song that's gonna be on there. That's not gonna be anything else.
Yeah,
Me Motor Scooter's gonna be on there with a song. I can't wait for these compilations.
Ours was a little rougher on the edges, but I think that was the idea.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they wanted
a live
sound. Like they definitely didn't want something like adding a bunch of tracks that like people aren't expecting to see live. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Whenever they hear it and then go see you on the weekly showcase or whatever, they're not gonna be they're different. Yeah.
When did y'all record? Yesterday.
Yesterday at 1:00, I think.
And the guy has his sounds down, like, the engineer. He's super cool too, yeah. And Pantera did not record at that studio, by the way. Joe was telling me about that. The guy that owns it used to work at the studio in Pantigo where Pantera recorded the album Cowboys. I was just curious. I gotta tell Joe. Because he was like, Pantera recorded that. I'm like, no, they did.
He'll probably hear this.
It's on tape. You know, the owner did record him, but not at that studio.
So not at that studio, right.
So we got it kind of.
That's cool. Yeah, I think Program's going to be on there too.
Oh, yeah, Program. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Program.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Nathan Brown and Landon and
they were there when we got there yesterday.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I haven't seen Nathan Brown.
It's just everybody that I've heard some music is like really cool. I think it's gonna be a really good compilation. I'm really excited about it.
We were pretty happy with the way ours turned out too.
Yeah. No, they did last year's. You're right.
Who?
MMS did last year's.
Who?
Yeah, they did. They haven't done one yet.
No, they won. Last year,
Last year, but they weren't on the compilation.
And they didn't play the showcase, or did they just play the showcase? Yeah, they were at the boil.
Yeah, they played the. We did too. We were Richinals passed out. We were near. It was kind of frat boyish place, not Whiskey Gardens, but.
Oh, I know.
That was the year before last.
It's got a weird bat.
But that was the year before last.
Was it last year?
Yeah, because I went to that one.
That was outside.
We didn't play last year. Richard was gone for a year, so there's no way we were going to nominate because we didn't play out enough.
Reservoir. It was outside. Reservoir.
That's
right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I think I think that's
where. They had some. Yeah,
we stayed there later that night, and I swear, I almost got in 2 or 3 fights. Just accidentally bumping into people. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's up?
Don't really want to fight.
Dude, they had some kind of ice cream drink you get. It's like $6-$7. It's dude, it would fuck you up, man. It's like you drink one of those, you're like, woo. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was good, and it was alcohol.
I'm glad that I made it. And wait, this is on time. I don't care. I'm glad I made it and Richard didn't, because now I can rub it in.
They motor scooters up next.
You would have seen him. I said he might have come earlier. No?
We've been here for a minute, so I don't know.
Well, you've been here,
all day too,
right?
No, like since four?
I forget.
Yeah, but it started at 2. That's all day. Yeah. Richard didn't get here between 2 and 4.
Remember, we're doing y'all's show the 21st. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, I forget. But
I think that's the right day. We're doing JJTM Tuesday.
It's gonna be the
J&J's count
after the week after that.
Are y'all on the? Oh, cool. Everyone came out like y'all have. A lot of people came out with a new album. Did they say release date? Any Motor Scooter?
No. Yeah, it's the fall. It's a little ways away.
Oh, so they're not. Yeah. They're not done yet. Okay.
No, but I think
ours is a short one again. You know, but it's cool. There's no skip songs.
Yeah.
There's no skip songs on the last one.
No, right, but it is short. It's like 35 minutes.
Yeah, but I like every song on the last one.
Right, well, we had two others we were going to put on there, but we figured they were filler skip songs, so we left them off because we didn't want any songs on there that people were like, I'm
gonna
skip.
I feel that way too. Like, if there's any that I have, like, any doubt about, I'm just like,
just skip it. Yeah. If you can always do a release of a single or something, you know, on the ones that we didn't
want, like, everything to be solid.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I was talking, there was a guy sitting back behind me last night, and he's like, he bumps me, and he's like, I'm sorry. And he goes, I am sorry for bumping you, but I wanted to ask you, who is this? And I go, what? And he goes, who is this? And I go, it's Henry the Archer. He's like, what? So I tell him again. He's like, okay. And so after the show, I got up and I because I was wearing a shirt.
Right.
Turn around and I showed him the shirt. He's like, cool. And I'm like, yeah, we're gonna go. They got an album outside. And I was telling him about the shirt and the album and everything. He's like, cool. I
don't get one.
Yeah. And he goes, do you work the merch table? And I was like, no. I go,
I think Susie jumped on it.
She did.
Yeah. No, we're bad about that. We just walk away. Like, a lot of times, sometimes we charge, sometimes we just give it away around my ear. Just take it.
Yeah, no.
We were inside. We kept looking outside to see if anyone was by the table. And we were just
if you give it to them free and they really like it, they're going to tell their friends and all that. And we're not going to really make money selling merch. I mean, the money's in the long run. You know?
I've watched Richard walk through a crowd just handing out CDs.
It's an investment, man. You know.
Yeah.
At least I'll have
fun. We're having fun.
Yeah,
it's good. I'm glad it came out. I took a shot though. I'm still kind of hungover from yesterday, because I'm old.
You should have been here.
He knows what I'm talking about. You keep drinking up. They stay like 24, 36 hours.
Man. I live a hangover.
I was tired this morning.
Yeah, see, that's how I used to be. Like, or I'd bump up and I'd be good, but not anymore.
I just feel like my energy wasn't there today.
That show took a lot out of me. Yes, last night the show.
That was a good set, man. You guys did really good. Yeah. But you guys are right on.
It was too, man. It was great back to back.
I thought it was a really great end of the night.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Now, Richard seemed like he was in a really good mood. I ain't talking shit against Richard, but sometimes he's not feeling well or he's. Something's going on where he's not 100%.
Yeah.
He seemed 100% last night. Right, it was really good to see that. He seemed really happy and having fun, and he was right on. Right. Everybody was
well,
right
on. Well, if you notice, whenever him and Brittany walk in, they're never smiling. Just pay attention next time when they walk into any place, they're never smiling. But they start smiling afterwards when they make an entrance, though. They're like...
It's
just an observation. I watch people and I observe. I'm a big thing of believer of patterns. You know, if someone does something, I see if they do it again. You know,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, that's how it's going.
That's what they do. That's it.
That's funny.
It is funny. No, that was a good show last night.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm glad you guys came. I'm glad we got to play with y'all. Yeah. I like the pick guard on your guitar.
Oh yeah,
that's good.
Mr. Joe.
Did you just replace it?
He did like lots of fix-ups on
the
that.
Rebecca Bacher.
Yeah.
Rebecca Bacher. Oh, that red looks good.
Rebecca Bacher.
My initial spell red.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, and his drums got recovered. They look great. That's not my color, but they look badass, you know. They're definitely his color.
I remember whenever I was, like, in kindergarten or first grade, I would use that red Crayola, like, really fat marker to sign my name because I was, like, red. So it spells red. Like, I knew that from a young age. So, yeah, now I have a red guitar, and I feel like a rock star.
You are a rock star.
Thank you.
You can dye your hair red. I mean, like,
probably,
not...
Probably at some point I will.
And I don't mean like Auburn. I mean like
Chicago. Like, red.
Red. Like the red, like Raggedy Ann red. Red. Yeah.
Make him all evil,
though. Especially with his haircut. That'd be cool.
I got all
the time. Yeah. I am red.
Zach is telling secrets on the podcast.
Yeah. Hey, no secrets.
He's all the deal.
There's a song called Surfing Pizza. Who wrote it? I don't know.
Yeah, Surfing Pizza.
I don't know. I haven't heard of it.
I don't know what band.
I don't know. I don't know who he's talking about. Maroon 5, I think.
Yeah, that band.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the Loafers.
No, don't get that in my head, man.
Loafers.
It might have been Loafers.
Yeah, it might have been Loafers, but they do surf music.
Everybody likes pizza. It could have been anyone.
Yes. I mean, shit, we got like a acoustic breakdown song of pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Like more James Brown, like, pizza's so hot! You know, kind of like that thing. But.
Well, I kind of want to catch this set, so I'll catch you guys later.
Bye.
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 You go hit up a last year.
Oh my goodness. It is the,
witching hour.
Witching hour, third night of Brainhole Fest. And, all this rock and roll has produced quite a large hole in my brain. Yeah, I'm killing some brain cells tonight.
So do you think Sammy's up there thinking, okay, as soon as I'm done with this set, it's over.
Dude, yeah.
It's the end. I mean, it's everything that he's worked for the past few months.
Yeah, he did it all for one night. It's the lifelong question of, is it worth it? Yeah, three nights. Oh, geez, I forgot. Yeah.
Still,
one weekend.
But they're the last band to play, so when they're done, it's over.
Yeah.
You're in Cameron's way.
Oh, yeah.
And you all.
Hey, Snyder, say hi to everybody, Cameron.
Hi, everybody, Cameron. All
right, thank you.
Right on. Yeah, it's like, I think they wanted to do it last.
I hate Cameron.
I said, you guys killed, by the way.
War Party was really good tonight.
Oh, yeah. I think...
They had to be following Sea Lion.
Yeah, right. I think the Scooter, part of the reason, I think they said, well, I don't know if they said this, but they went last so that, like, they can just, like, because it's an experience for them. They've been here all day, all 3 days.
All 3 days, all day.
So they just, like, do all the work hard, and then, like, for the last finale bit, blow out. Fucking rock shit up, fucking dick shits. Man.
Very well said.
I got my brain hold.
You got your brain hold. But they were also saying that being the last band on the last day, they do run the risk of like there being nobody here.
Oh, yeah.
And if that happened, they wanted to be that band instead of having somebody else to. No, there's no song.
This is the one I wanted to record. I think it's my favorite song by them.
You'll just have to wait till their record comes out.
I love this song.
It'll be on like the Funky Town podcast, the third song for the rest of the run.
It'll be on the opening song.
Yeah, right.
No, I like this song. And they're out there, bam. It's cool, man. No, they did good. Sammy did good.
Oh yeah.
I didn't get to see all 30 bands, obviously.
No, yeah.
But every band that I saw was incredible.
I think Sammy might have been like the only person to see all 30 bands.
Is Jeff Chase?
Well,
he was filming them.
He was recording with us for Saturday, at least for Chillamundo.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So if he did see Chillamundo, I mean, he might have. But oh man,
because yeah, I think he interviewed like almost every band for the.
Oh yeah.
So they're making a video or something.
He was actually part of my interview for the I Have BMs video, and Lauren interviewed us. Oh man.
Did something crazy happen? Were you here when the drunk guy came around?
Oh yeah, I was right there. I was standing right out here and I saw the crash happen.
So say what happened.
Dude, some asshole was driving drunk, of course, because that's what assholes do. And he crashed into like three separate. He crashed into like two cars and made one car crash into another car, and then he fled the scene. He booked it.
I think Jason Lee chased him.
Jason Lee, like he got that Lois Lane blood going through him and chased the perp down to Target and took a bunch of pictures and like I don't know if he did, but he in my mind he flipped him off and was like "Fuck you."
Yeah.
And yeah. Dude. Apparently they were like visibly drunk.
Yeah, no, I think he told them that they fucked up and they need to like make a ride. And they said fuck you and drove off.
Yeah,
I don't think Jason actually did. It'd be better if he did, but I don't think he did. I was like, you guys need to make it right. And they're like, fuck you, asshole. And then they took off.
Yeah.
And then he probably called the cops or whatever. Because when I came back,
because
I left for a little while, and whenever I got back, the cops were all over. Right here, right in front of Lola's. I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Yeah. Brandon Fest got crazy. They called the cops.
Yeah.
No,
oh, shit. Yeah.
I brought that up because I think that's the only interview that Jeff didn't get was Dome Dwellers, because the singer for Dome Dwellers' car got smashed in that. He's one of the guys that got smashed.
Yeah, that breaks my little heart. This is probably my favorite Nemo Scooter song.
Which one is this?
This is surf song, not Wipeout. Once we start singing, it'll come to me.
Yeah, I know the song.
Wave Spotter. Wave Spotting. Wave Spotter? One of those.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Too bad Joe's not here.
Yeah,
he's got to be on stage playing bass right now, you know, or he could be doing this with us.
I just love that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Here comes Kevin Geist again. He's going to hijack the podcast. That's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, it's my drink.
I thought I put mine there. Put it somewhere.
No, I thought that was me. Oh, maybe it's...
Oh, I'll do another interview.
Is it on that table?
Yeah, we're in a closing section.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm out.
Hey, Cameron's business trying to steal my drink.
That's funny. It's my beer.
It's all right, Cameron.
Now I'm all drinking. They're like, hey, man.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think it's to come Friday. I wanted to, but I just wasn't able to make it. It looked like they had a really good lineup. Saturday had a blast. All the bands I thought was fun.
Yeah, Friday I had to see my my other band play. But I hadn't practiced with them, though, so I didn't play with them. But they played as a duo. It was really cool. And then Houston came and performed on stage with me.
Yeah, that was cool. The blue guy. Speaking of which, I went home last night. I took home a bunch of balloons from their set, gave them to the boy. He was like going crazy over them. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
You know? And then Dustin was here for the Jerry Johnstown Massacre.
Yeah.
Susie was also here.
I love you, Susie.
So all of her friends were here last night, but Dustin was here and he brought my records.
Right on.
So I got my Spectacle record and my Shell and Death Squad record.
Oh.
then also got Skinny Archer hot sauce.
Awesome, yeah.
So I went home with all kinds of goodies last night.
Did you try it?
No, and I got chicken today from Lisa's. And I was like, this is all my chicken, and I totally forgot to do it. I'm like, damn it. After I ate the chicken, but I've got it. So
yeah, you got a bottle. It's not going nowhere.
So yeah, I went home like a bandit. But I don't know, man. I'm always, ever since I started this show, I've always been a Dreamy Life fan. Dreamy Sounds at the time and Low Life Records. But, you know, all the stuff the War Party and Sea Life were doing on their little label, and then all this stuff that Robbie was doing with like the Fibs and Year of the Bear, and you know, all kinds of stuff. And then them bringing it together, making a record store, and then a label and a recording studio and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I think every band today was like Dreamy Life.
Yeah, this is like a Dreamy Life night.
And so everybody here, the people that I normally see, that I like to see all the time, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just people that I don't know, I think I feel the most comfortable with in the scene is because it really is a Southside.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all those bands are Southside bands, recording to the Southside, record from Southside. Everything's in my neighborhood, you know, more specifically. So I always see the same people, and, you know, I'm comfortable seeing those guys here.
Would you? I know a part of my band, IHAPM, is still in the Southside, but Rebecca and I, we don't live on the Southside anymore. Are we still a Southside band, or are we out of that club?
I don't know.
We live in the cultural district.
We should always play over here.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if bands that play on... I mean, I don't think of 7th Street as being Southside either.
Oh, yeah.
Southside's like, I guess, Shipping Under Seizing, you know, the Bulled Owl, Chat Room, you know.
Even Dreamy Life.
Yeah, the record store stuff, and... You know,
Happy Hour,
Arch Goggle and Open Streets and all that stuff is kind of Southside district, you know. West 7th has its own thing, which is, you know, if you take away the frat boy stuff, then you have Lola's Labrado to do our thing or whatever, you know. But it's still...
We're keeping the title. It's been decided here tonight.
But I was just saying that the Dreamy Life is actually in my neighborhood. I can walk to that store.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of the bands that they associate with also live in the same neighborhood.
I just bought the Beach Boys Party album at Dreamy Life. The vinyl, it's just a really great. I think it was before like they wrote the Pet Sounds and all those songs.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's got like they're all on them. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been a good time.
I agree.
Well, I didn't want to say thanks to Dustin for the records.
Yes, and for taking pictures, and thanks to Amy for taking pictures. Amy's been here the whole time too. She's been working real hard. And
shout out to John Irwin.
John Irwin's been over here hanging out,
taking pictures all 3 days.
Oh yeah.
And he's got an open invite. If he ever wants to come on the show, he's more than welcome.
We love you. You're great. You're fantastic. You're wonderful. There's all the different adjectives for you.
Yeah, we didn't do Zach Lives.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that podcast. Dead. No, I don't know why I said dead. Zach's dead. Tired.
Yeah, it's been a while. I know. You gotta work tomorrow, and I gotta work tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, dude. I got a 10-hour shift tomorrow. It's alive.
I was like, Carrie Miller's gonna tear it up.
Yeah.
I still love watching Joe play bass there. It's one of my favorite things ever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, though, the weird thing about it, I've said this before or whatever, but with the Motor Scooter, you can spend, like, one song watching just Sammy. Just watch just him. And then the next song, just watch Jeff.
Uh-huh.
You know, just watch the drummer play the drums. And the next song, just watch Joe the bass player. Just watch, you know, and it's like each one of them are just, like, they're fun to watch. It's hard to, like, even focus on the band as a whole because you want to watch one individual.
Yeah.
Anyway. Denver Williams.
Yeah, Denver Williams played, I think, lead or did lead tracks, lead guitar
on
tracking
the to play.
On the record.
But they probably don't want us to sound play by play, but like, we should go stay close to the door so they can hear the music and then do play by play. See, I like this part here where Sammy does a little.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I sat outside for probably 30 minutes talking to Denver. I was like, I probably should be recording this, you know, but sometimes it's cool just to hang out and talk.
Yeah.
Denver was just on the show. No, but I like that dude.
Yeah.
That's what's cool about like these kind of events, because it's like everybody hangs out all day. So, you know, Denver came back to today and he's not even playing today.
Yeah.
You know, just to hang out and watch the bands play. And it's cool hanging out with all the other different musicians and talking to them and seeing everybody support each other. It's a cool scene.
Yeah, it's real.
Well, did we forget anything?
Man, I just, there's all the bands that I want to, like, thank for playing and just being rad. There's too long of a list to list. So if your name's on the list, you're on the list, Mo.
Yeah, I don't know what music I'm going to play yet, but I've recorded so much.
Oh, yeah.
And so I may even do, I was thinking about, what do you think about, so like I'll do like our regular podcast where I have the song, interview, song, and then that's it. Then I do another podcast where it's just music, and I'll play like one song from all the different bands that played this week.
Like a 0.5?
Yeah, and it's like, I don't have everybody, I don't have anybody from Friday, I don't have half the bands from Saturday, I don't have all the bands from today.
Yeah.
And so, I'm worried about somebody being like, wait, it's my band! You know, we played that show, but if I don't play your band, sorry.
Hey guys, we're not superheroes. We're not full of hydration all the time. You gotta drink water every once in a while. You gotta get off your feet, dum-dum.
I gotta go home, make some dinner.
Yeah, man, what are you doing? I don't see you here right now.
So you're listening to this?
Yeah, listening to this, complaining about you're not on the podcast, man. You're not on the podcast because you weren't here.
I don't know where you went.
I dare. Get offended. I dare you.
I am bummed that we didn't get the Teenage Sex Guys on.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they would have had some really hot opinions about Donald Trump. They had like a Fuck Donald Trump song in their set. So.
I wrote a Fuck Donald Trump song.
I know, but you didn't play it live in
no,
your set.
Yeah, no one's ever going to hear that, ever.
Right. So they played a whole song about it. And they're cool because their lead singer is like he looks young. And he had an X on his hand, so he's under 21.
Yeah.
I don't know how old he is, but, you know, he's probably 18, 19 or whatever. But he looked like he was 14. I don't know. So I was like, oh, man. The guys in Teenage Sex are actually, like, teenagers. But I don't think they are. I think it's just him. I think the other two. Or Charlie, the drummer, came up to me and said, hey, you know, I don't know the bass player. I don't know the bass player or the singer. I don't know Charlie either, but we're Facebook friends. Yeah.
Did I ask you earlier... We might talk about this earlier. Somebody had a story about wearing a Teenage Sex shirt to...
Yeah, you did. You said Robbie Rux did.
Okay.
I don't remember what that story was. You didn't have a Teenage Sex story.
Somebody has a Teenage Sex story where they wore a shirt at an inappropriate time. I think that's hilarious. One time, I wore an inverted cross t-shirt to work. And it was almost like one of those dreams where you show up and you're like... Without
naked
your pants.
Or whatever, yeah. Yeah.
And like I work at 7, and so I'm... up at 6. Ooh, but I
sound like a dog.
Oh yeah.
Bam. Sorry.
But I show up and I'm just digging right across on my chest, and my boss is like, what? I look down and I was like, I don't have my work shirt on. I went to work without a work shirt on with a big inverted cross because I like wearing it under my work. It was a good undershirt too.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I ran out to my car. I keep a spare shirt in my car for occasions such as this.
Funny.
And my boss was just like, why do you even have a shirt like that? And I made up something about like Peter. And
Peter who?
The apostle. Oh, Paul.
Well, what's that going to do with the upside down cross?
He was crucified upside down because he didn't feel worthy to be crucified like Jesus. And so I just... Was it Peter or was it Paul?
I don't know, but that's funny. Okay, I was just wondering where you were going. Okay.
Yeah, I just made up some... Well, I mean, I didn't make that up, but that wasn't why... It was a band shirt.
Right. But,
and so I was like, oh, yeah, it's a religious shirt.
No, I got a shirt that I never wear. It's blue, and it's got the presidential pictures. It's got George Bush Sr. and then George W. You know, it's got both their pictures side by side, and it says Dumb and Dumber. You know? And it's like, one time I was going over to a friend of mine's house, but I stopped on the way to his house... to get some beer or something at this gas station. He lives in Cleburne or Burleson or somewhere, I don't know, 35 North somewhere, out that way. And I stop at this gas station and everybody's just looking at me like I'm the biggest ass. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, gosh.
Oh, Cleburne,
I forgot
Texas.
That I had this shirt on, you know. They're just looking at me like, you know, just disgusted with me. And I don't think I've ever worn that shirt again, but I still have it. I love that shirt, but it's just...
I get it. I grew up in Joshua.
Yeah.
I get it, man.
No, it's just all, you know, country folk or whatever, you know, conservative. You know, but that's the most offensive shirt that I have.
Yeah.
It's Dumb and Dumber George Bush, you know.
There's a shirt out in the back here. It said, Make America Again. It just said, Make America Again. Like, they... It's just funny.
It's funny.
I think it's just like a weird way to troll.
See, now I don't want to troll. I don't want to be a troll. I don't want attention. I still be able to go places and just do my thing and then go home and not have people give me a hard time. So I'm not trying to wear stuff that, you know... Like, some of the Black Pussy t-shirts are cool. I mean, really cool, but I'll never wear it.
Yeah.
I'll never wear it. You know? Just I won't.
Well, they won't even put, like, that... Like, they'll just put Black P, like, on marquees outside of, like, menus. I've seen, like, several menus just have Black P on their marquee.
Now, they got some great shirts, though. Some really cool designs and, like, art and stuff on it.
I've actually never seen them play. Like, I heard... There was a big... I'm sure controversy follows them everywhere they go.
That's why you make your name like that. That's the only reason.
Yeah. And, like, they get uninvited from shows all the time.
So is that it? Is that it?
Morning, yeah. You're about to have a bunch of people out, so you better wrap it up, y'all. You're trying to close it up.
Man, don't tell me what to do. Wrap it up.
I want us 18 minutes.
Are you the producer now?
No, I'm my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't know anything about podcasts.
This is Zach. This is Jeff. This is Kevin. We're the Funktown Podcast.
Sticky
Word
Kevin.
Up.
Yeah.
See ya.
What's up, Jeff? How was that set?
See ya. What's up, man? Great show, brother.
You tell me.
No, it was great. I just walked outside.
So you can go to sleep now, man.
It's a good show, man.
Yeah.
He's a good show.
You guys missed the stage dive. Well, he didn't stage dive.
No, I saw it.
He jumped into me. You saw that?
Did that not hurt?
Hurt.
I
dropped him on
show,
it.
Man. Hey, Saturday, it looked like you landed on me, and I was like, "Oh, it looked like your tailbone hit the floor, Tom." I'm like, "Oh,
oh no, no."
Be honest with you, I was more concerned about his newly wrapped drums in your body because I'm a drummer. I was all like, "What the fuck?"
I was too, but they were newly wrapped, so I had to
knock
into them.
Right.
One sentence summarize Brainhole Fest.
Raw, real, and true.
Are you relieved though? Now it's done.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm fucking relieved, man. I'm so relieved. Thanks for coming, dude.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome, man. It was such a great time.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
dude. It was awesome, man.
Fuck yeah.
Beautiful.
No, it was a really good time. I thought all the sets tonight were awesome. You know.
Yeah, this Sea Lion, I hadn't even seen them live like that. Like, I only caught in, like, glimpses of their set. Like, really sit through the whole thing. And,
dude,
like,
they're incredible, man.
Yeah, and see them play with all their friends. That's, like, the best environment.
It is, dude.
Too.
Everybody come up on stage with them and sing
their
songs.
Yeah, I mean, like,
so
you
cool.
can't... You, that wouldn't have happened if War Party and Loafers weren't playing in front and behind them. So,
yeah.
It was just... It's like family.
It is family. It's totally family.
Yeah. It's like making your own family, too.
Yeah, dude,
I mean,
you just jumped in my arms, and I was like...
like a baby.
Yeah, I know, and I was like...
You caught me.
And I just, like, looked over, and I was just dropped you on the tom. I was like, here.
You're like,
over here, bro. Here. I'm going to lay you down. I'm going to drop you right here. Because I was like, this looks silly. I was thinking in my mind, like, this is silly. I didn't think you were going to do that.
You win.
Last ball. Hey, dude, I'm proud of you, man, though. I think you did a really great thing.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank
and not you. A small feat, either. You know, 3 days,
yeah,
30 bands, dude. That's fucking awesome.
Hell yeah, man.
And everybody loved it.
Hell yeah. That's good to hear. That's really good to hear.
I've heard nothing but positive stuff going around.
Good.
Yeah, everybody had fun.
Hell yeah. Do you have fun, Zach?
Oh, I had lots of fun.
You look tired.
I am. I can't... Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out.
Really
I'm super tired.
Oh, I'm
super
tired.
So tired. I'm gonna sleep for like 2 days. Yeah.
Right on. You've earned it.
Yeah, dude. We gotta tape what we got and then make some tapes and get ready for next year. That's what we want to do. We'll see what happens.
That's awesome, man. Dude, thanks for putting it on.
Dude, thank you guys. Thank you guys for covering it and like telling everybody and all that stuff.
Yeah. Right. Cool.
I think we got some good audio.
Go somewhere.
I don't know. I got nowhere to go.
Right. Were you going to try to go find Joe?
Yeah, but I got nowhere to go.
No, it's all right. We can say goodbye.
Yeah. I'll just say goodbye. Hey, Joe. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Joe just rocked the house.
Yes, it's called Cosmonaut. It's about being lost in outer space.